Good afternoon and welcome to Wanda's Picks. We are having a special broadcast today to talk to Jenna Kozel about a wonderful fundraiser this Wednesday to raise money for an organization, Charity Water. Good afternoon, Jenna. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. We put it off and it ends up just being the two of us anyway, huh? Well, I guess maybe that's the way it was supposed to be, more time for us to get to know each other. So you are a consumer security advocate at Lookout, a security technology company located in San Francisco. And Lookout is a company of hackers who create software that protects people and their most sensitive data from mobile threats. And Lookout, you all right, believes in hacking for good. And is committed to supporting charitable projects like Charity Water that use technology to have an impact on the world. And so I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about your organization and how you happened to come to know Charity Water.
Sure. So, you know, security and technology are two things that are very close to our hearts at Lookout. And we believe that one way that we can really make an impact on the world is by supporting projects around the world that sort of imbue those values. And we think that Charity Water is one of them. You know, safe drinking water is a major concern. You know, it can change people's lives. You know, there's a real water crisis. More people actually die from not having access to clean water than do in all sort of violent war. So we know it's a major problem, and Charity Water is doing an amazing job at bringing safe drinking water to people in these developing countries. And 100% of all their donations directly fund water projects, and they prove, sort of every dollar that's spent using photos and GPS coordinates on the map. So for us, Charity Water is doing incredible work, and it's something our employees feel very close to. And we are committed to these types of projects that use technology to have an impact on the world. So Lookout is actually hosting a benefit concert for Charity Water featuring, I believe, a guest you've had on your show recently, Necklet Hedero.
Mm-hmm.
So we are having this charity benefit on Wednesday, May 22nd at 9, and all proceeds at Public Works in San Francisco, and all proceeds are going to a Charity Water project in Ethiopia that all of the employees at Lookout are sponsoring.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So water, it seems to be a real need within the area that Ethiopia occupies along the Nile River Basin. I believe there are, 11 countries? Or so. Yeah, and I was wondering if you could talk a bit about, you know, what the proceeds are going to do. I believe it's going to be to dig wells, if I'm not mistaken. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that particular region of the world and what the water security needs are there.
Sure. So, you know, wells are incredibly important because the diseases from unsafe water and lack of basic sanitation, you know, are incredible. And children are especially vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
We know that 90% of the 30,000 deaths that occur each week are from unsafe water and unhygienic living conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, you know, time, so not only is disease a problem, time spent walking to gather water is a major problem, and women and children usually bear the brunt and the burden of collecting water, often walking miles to the nearest source. And this time is time that's taking them away, these women and children, away from their work and taking care of their families. So when you have a well, like with safe water, women and children are for you to pursue new opportunities and improve the lives of their families. So the closer that the well is to a community, the more available time and the safer the water is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Yeah. Have you visited any other places where Charity Water has helped develop the infrastructure of the particular community so that it would have clean and safe drinking water?
Unfortunately, I haven't been lucky enough to go and see the great work that Charity Water is doing, but that's something I would definitely love to do at some point.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, your organization sounds really interesting, Lookout. Tell us a little bit about it, about what you all do. Yeah, you've got a lot of women working there in technology, and that's wonderful as well. It's not certainly something that's common yet.
Yeah. Well, I think we practice what we preach. I know that hiring, you know, a range of different individuals and talents is incredibly important to look out. We do have a lot of women here working here in all, you know, both in technology as well as all different sectors of the company, and I think that's something we're all really proud of and committed to here. In fact, it's really nice because even the other day they were ordering T-shirts for the company, and an email went around and was like, make sure you have women's T-shirts because you know, I know that they're fitted better, and that was sort of from, you know, the male engineers just looking out and making sure that, you know, everyone's being treated fairly and getting what they need at the company. So it's a pretty great place to work. But so we are a technology company, and we build software products for mobile devices like smartphones and tablets that protect your phones from risk. And risk could be, you know, losing it. It could be having it stolen. It could be having it, I'm sure you've heard of sort of older threats like malware that gets onto your phone and in some cases, you know, surveillanceware, which looks at your phone, you know, someone can send you an email maybe and you click on it. And it turns out to be an application that installs itself on your phone. We protect against all those different kinds of threats. Or like clicking on an unsafe link. Like, if, for example, if someone was to text you a link that wasn't safe to a dangerous website, we would make sure that you knew that it's not, that it is unsafe. So we protect your phone. It's a free app. It's in the both in the Apple App Store and in the Android, the Google Play Store. And it's completely free, so I highly recommend downloading it.
Oh, wow. So how do we find it? We go to Lookout? Is that how it works? I mean, is that how we know that it's yours?
Sure. You could go to lookout.com, and there are links on the website to download both versions. Or you could go to the Google Play Store and type in Lookout Mobile Security, and it'll come up. And the same with the Apple App Store.
Nice. That's great. Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. How large is your company?
We are close to 200 people and growing.
Oh, huge. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a little more than just a tiny startup.
Yeah. Well, that's really excellent. And so since you are having this benefit, is this something that your company does a lot, hosts benefits for worthy causes? And if so, what other worthy causes have you hosted benefits for?
Well, our company actually has a charitable committee that we have 15 or 20 of the members of our company lead. But our philosophy on charity is that you can hack together anything. And we take that's the same sort of approach we take to our technology. But we believe that if there's an employee who wants to make a change in the world, that all they have to do is come to us and, you know, basically have already committed themselves and engage employees from around the rest of the company to work together to make their project happen. So, for example, Charitable Water, one of our engineers, Anbu, I think it's a project that was close to her heart, and she brought it to the forefront of the company and sort of has rallied everyone around the cause, and has, you know, really just gotten the whole company to participate in this benefit, and to sponsor this. We've even had in-kind donations from around the company. Our founder has committed funds. So it's really something that everyone in the company is taking part in. So it's really exciting that you can have something that you're passionate about, and Lookout is willing to sort of back you and help you and give you the time and resources that you need to make it happen. If you can hack it, the company wants to support you in doing so.
Nice, nice. So do you have a monetary goal in mind? And yeah.
Sure. So we are hoping to raise $10,000. That's about what it takes to build a well. And I know that we're already halfway there, and we haven't even had our benefit concert. So
nice.
I think we're well on the way, and we're very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent. That's really excellent. Nice, nice. I am trying to get the song that McLee told me to play. And I'm not having any luck, so I might have to play something from On a Day Like Today. Do you know McLee Hadaro's music?
I'm familiar with it. I know that it's been played several times around our office, and we've been playing it at our company lunches, so everyone's sort of getting behind it and excited about it. So it's really lovely.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. She's going to
bring
her band. It should be really fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Are you located in the Bay Area? Are you able to join us on Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying to get over there for the concert. And so will there be representatives? I looked at the website for Charity Water, and there are a lot of people connected to that organization.
Yes.
It's just
they
a really,
done a
really
wonderful job.
Yeah. So are they going to be there as well and to talk about the organization and what the fundraiser is going to be doing?
Sure. I think that we will have some representatives to chat about the great work that's being done at Cherry Water.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Well, excellent, excellent. Well, give our audience again information about the benefit and how they can get tickets. And how large is the venue? I don't know it.
I believe it's about 350 people can fit in, and it's just a great sort of
nice and cozy.
It'll be nice and cozy up close. And if you're interested in grabbing tickets, you can go to Meklit Hadaro. That's Meklithadero. Eventbrite.com, and you can purchase tickets directly online, or we're also selling tickets at the door. And again, that's on Wednesday, May 22nd at 9 p.m. at Public Works in San Francisco. And all proceeds will go to Charity Water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, I'm having some technical difficulties right now, but we will play something of McLeet's, and so people can get a little feel for the kind of music that they'll be listening to. She's native Ethiopian, but she was raised here in the United States, and she's been doing a whole lot of great work. She's got the Nile Project, which I'm sure you're familiar with, right? Yeah, there was something from the Nile Project that I was going to try to play, but my computer is frozen, so it's not working out. But I'm glad you were able to join us to talk about the fundraiser, and it's really great that you've already made, you know, you're halfway through your goal, and so, you know, you might exceed your goal, which is always better. Maybe you could build, you know, dig two wells instead of one. That would be
that
really
would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Nothing would make us happier.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jenna, to talk about your company and about the free apps to protect our, you know, our phones from being taken over by hostile different types of software that, you know, just makes communicating really unfriendly.
Just in case you lose it or it's stolen, we help find phones too.
You said just in case what?
Oh, if it's lost or stolen, we help find those phones too.
Oh, really? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, basically, we are able to use the GPS coordinates from your phone to help you track it. So you just, if you were to lose your phone, you'd log on to lookout.com, sign in with your name and password, and we'd be able to pinpoint exactly where your phone is.
Oh, that's great. That's really
great.
Huh, wow, you all offer a lot of wonderful services. So is that a free service too, or does that cost money?
Yep, that's also free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. How do you all support yourselves to be able to offer these wonderful services to the community?
Sure. Well, we do have a premium version that has even more features. So, you know, that is one of our business models. And then we also are working on a series of other products coming out. So we have lots of exciting things coming up.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Well, I'm definitely going to go to your website and see what products that you have that I need to, you know, to fortify my own security when I'm online.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, I look forward to meeting you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you'd like to share about Lookout or about the fundraiser or about the Charity Water organization?
That's about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we said I was going to be really short and sweet last week. And it is. Okay, well, cool. Well, keep up the great work, and looking forward to hearing about other wonderful projects that you all are supporting, you know, through these wonderful benefits. And so since you've been listening to McLeet in your office, were there any favorite songs? I might actually be able to play one of them. Any favorite songs of hers that that you might like to hear?
Let me think. What is my favorite? I would say that let's see. I'm trying to think. I'm opening my iTunes to see which one.
Okay, let me throw out a few that you might have in your iTunes. Let's see. I've got
Phone Home.
Call.
Like.
Pardon me, say it again.
Phone Home.
Phone Home.
Or, that's
oh,
one
you
of her,
like Phone
yeah,
Home? Okay, that's one of her new ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do I have Phone Home? Let me see. That's one of the McLeet and Quinn ones, right?
Yeah.
Phone Home.
Or sorry, that's from Earthbound.
Oh, Earthbound. Okay. Ooh, I don't have that one. Maybe you could send it to me.
Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah. Okay, so give me another one while I wait for that one to arrive.
How about, what about Soleil Soleil?
Oh, yeah, I've got Soleil Soleil, and today's a wonderful sunny day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's perfect for the day in San Francisco.
Right. Okay, so send me Phone Home because I don't have that one, and I'll play that afterwards. And then so just in case it takes a minute for me to upload it, what other favorites do you have of hers so I can play Soleil Soleil?
I also love Feeling Good. It's on her solo album On a Day Like This.
Okay, Feeling Good. Okay. Do I have Feeling Good? Mine don't have
What's
good
your stuff. Favorite?
I like I like Walls, and I like Call. From her debut, and I like the one Abe Mado, the one that's in the Ethiopian language. I'm not certain if it's Amharic or not. It might be Amharic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those. Yeah. But Walls, I really like that because it's sort of like a metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to just rock everybody out with some McLeet Adaro. And again, thank you so much. And I'll look for that song and play that in the mix.
Lovely.
right. You take good care. Thank you again so much for joining
us. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're
have
welcome.
A nice afternoon.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Yeah, I get a link to our show, baby.
Hadaro, and she is going to be performing at the fundraiser for Charity Water this coming Wednesday, May 22nd, 9 o'clock. It's going to be happening at looking for the venue. It's going to be happening in San Francisco, and I will get back to you in a few seconds with the venue. Oh, it's going to be at Public Works in San Francisco, and you can get tickets on McLeet Hadaro's website, or you can get tickets at the door. And it's to dig a well in Ethiopia, so people can have some fresh, clean water. And so that sounds like a really wonderful, worthy cause. You know, we take being able to turn on the tap and drink water, sometimes we take that for granted, but it's not something that all nations and all communities are able to take for granted. So, and then, you know, we've had times here in the San Francisco Bay Area as well as within this nation where turning on the tap did not necessarily yield water that we should drink because it was contaminated. And there are a lot of diseases that are connected to unsanitary conditions and not having drinking water. So want to hats off to lookout.com for this benefit, and looking forward to seeing folks at the venue, Public Works, at 9 o'clock on Wednesday the 22nd. So, thanks for joining us for this special broadcast, and looking forward to having you join us again at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 22nd, for another edition of Wanda's Picks. Peace and blessings.